What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Mayor Q, happy to have you join us today.
It is great to be with you. Always good to hear from, senators from Wichita about what's good for the KC area.
So there's a lot to get into. Let's just start with this. What was your reaction to the letter? I'm sure by now you've read it. You probably read it multiple times. What was your reaction to the letter from Mark Donovan of the Chiefs?
You know, here's the thing. I think when I talked to some people as soon as it came out, it is a letter that doesn't really have any real impact, change any laws, any things, and certainly isn't a deal. I'm probably most frustrated that it keeps us a status quo for even longer. I think you, your listeners, everybody on whatever side of the state line is most interested in us moving on from this conversation. We have been at this for quite some time. I think the teams understand the opportunities they have. I think people are tired of the chest puffing, the puffery, all of the back and forth, all of the conversation about who's redirecting more taxpayer dollars than the others, and just wants to get to a final answer. And so what Kansas City, Missouri was ready for was by today, June 30th, to have that final answer. We have done, a wonderful job of getting information in front of the teams, particularly for Kansas City, in front of the Royals. Jackson County tends to handle most of the Chiefs' conversation in connection with what we can do. And I think that's where we go from there. But, you know, per what you just heard in the interview, Kansas City and the state of Missouri have the same tax redirection opportunity, right? It's the same sales tax abatements. Fundamentally, at the end of the day, the deals aren't actually that different. And the deals aren't that different here versus in California versus lots of other places. I think the decision needs to come down to where do the teams think that they can plant their flag for the greatest success for their team in the future. It is my personal view that the Royals have been running around talking about downtown for the last 3 to 4 years. Downtown is one place. It's one place that has access to public transportation, hotels. It's on the cover of magazines all around the country. It is a place where you can get to $3 million attendees every year. And I think the Chiefs have been talking about the history and the legacy of Arrowhead Stadium. I'm not going to get into a long debate either with you, a caller, Ty Masterson, or anyone about, yeah, who can redirect more taxpayer dollars. After a while, even I start to think that becomes fiscally irresponsible. We should be talking about building schools, bridges, healthcare, et cetera, not necessarily just giving away all the taxpayer dollars to teams. I think we've come up with a fair and responsible offer in Kansas City, and I think that's the sort of thing that will eventually win the day.
Why do you think there has been such a delay, at least with the Royals? And I understand that your negotiations have been more with the Royals than they have been with the Chiefs. And we'll talk about the Chiefs, the football portion of this. But, I mean, you call this an unprecedented offer that the city of Kansas City has offered the Royals. Why do you think they've been hesitant to just accept the offer and move forward with the state of Missouri?
You know, I'll say this. My friends at the Kansas City Royals have an important generational decision to make. And depending on what the Chiefs do, the Royals' decision may be the one that, frankly, puts more private investment on the line, right? They have real decisions to make. They have made clear that they're leaving Kauffman Stadium. They have made clear that in leaving Kauffman Stadium, they're looking for a whole new facility, which would have a substantial private investment in a true public-private partnership. I respect that. I respect the challenge that that entails. I respect the fact that they need to make sure they're looking through the financials, the real estate transactions, and others. And so I understand the why for the time. But I do think at a certain point, we have shown, I think, what is unique, what is creative for our jurisdiction. And as a guy who was standing at the Kansas City International Airport today, and I was on the city council when we were debating it, and I've been mayor as we built it and opened it on time and on budget, under budget, as a matter of fact. And what I've been able to see from all of those, CPKC Stadium, the Riverfront Stadium for soccer, add that too. Kansas City, Missouri does big projects. We do big, giant projects basically every year. Stadiums are in our wheelhouse. This isn't a new speculative transaction. This isn't looking for the sale of bonds beyond the sale of bonds ever in the past by a certain state in our jurisdiction. This is something that is doable, that is basic, that has the interest of city administration, and frankly has strong political support over here. And frankly, to a person, when you walk the streets of this region, and I was at the Overland Park Farmers Market this weekend, as it turns out, when you talk to people throughout the region, almost all of them say, yeah, downtown would be cool. If they're going to leave Kauffman Stadium, a downtown ballpark is something that would work for our region, something that is interesting and something that's unique. That's why we're making sure we get them all the information they can need to make that right decision.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, talking to him about the letter from Mark Donovan that was released last week. This was my view on the letter. To me, it felt like a matter of perspective. Rob is a born and bred Kansan. He went to high school in Kansas, went to college in Kansas, works in Kansas, lives in Kansas. I think it was the most optimistic sort of piece that we've had of, hey, the Chiefs are seriously considering a new stadium, and that's where they are leaning. I think if you're on the Missouri side, the letter just didn't really say anything. All it says is we've been having conversations, and no part in that letter did the Chiefs give any level of commitment. Is that kind of how you read the letter, like a matter of interpretation? Anybody can interpret that letter for what they wanted to interpret.
I think that's probably true. I mean, and I'll say first off, I consider Mark Donovan a friend. I hope he does the same for me, but he's a businessman. And I think what you saw was a business letter that went out that said we are very seriously evaluating our offers and our opportunities, and we'd like more time to consider. Full stop. That's really what it says. You know, I don't think that it says that they're, you know, cutting off all Missouri locations. Indeed, it literally did not say that. It did not say that, you know, we are signing something next week. What it said was, we want to make sure that as we look at this transformative project, and it would be a big old project too, but that they're going to make sure that they, you know, look through all the necessary steps, that they make sure they're talking to all the right people as they make that decision. I think that's the entirety of it. And what I would say is this, had this letter been sent on, you know, to someone in Kansas City, Missouri, then I would have seen it the same way. This has been a long process. I have been, sometimes on the upside one week, maybe not on the upside another. We've had people reach out to us and say, hey, yeah, we'd like to learn more. We've had people that have said, you know what, we think it's going this way. You realize that you're in an ongoing negotiation. That's what happens. And I would not be reading the tea leaves for what comes next out of these sorts of things that at their core are basically saying we are going to continue to talk.
I do have this question. I'm curious, kind of get your perspective on it. I've been calling this kind of a heart versus head thing, just looking at it and trying to be objective. I mean, one side is offering a brand new state-of-the-art stadium like SoFi and Allegiant, a brand new practice facility, hotels and shops around it, while one side is just simply offering a fresh coat of paint to an old stadium that we all feel a closeness to. I guess in that conversation, how do you guys compete with, you guys are not offering a new stadium to the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas is offering that. And even you have to admit, that is a very attractive offer that Kansas is planning on building them, maybe the nicest football stadium in America.
You know, I think a few things that I respond to with that, first of all. A, something that hasn't been discussed yet, but the Chiefs can build a new stadium in Missouri, too. That is actually an opportunity and a possibility. People aren't talking about either tearing down Arrowhead or looking to find space elsewhere in the metro, but that remains a very clear opportunity, and it's one that the Chiefs could employ and evaluate in the same way that the Royals are evaluating a brand-new stadium. And with the way that these deals are working out, when you add both local government commitment in Kansas City or on the Missouri side, which can get to, I think, $400 to $500 million, plus what the state of Missouri is contributing, you actually get very close to a Kansas offer, if not a little better, because your sources of funds are vastly more guaranteed than, not to be too nerdy, a dream of $1.7 billion with no government backing, that nobody knows how the heck it would be sold or purchased it on the market in some sort of way. So that's maybe one narrow part. I think another part, though, of what I say is this. I've been to a lot of games. Some people bash me for going to too many games and being too much of a fan. My favorite venues to watch games, honestly, for football, have been Lambeau Field, when the Chiefs played at the Packers. We lost, but it was a hell of an experience. And frankly, going to M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore to see the Chiefs typically win. Two exceptional outdoor facilities. And the Baltimore Ravens very recently had this same set of decisions, and what they elected to do was to renovate this place because it has a wonderful fan environment, because they have had exceptional home field advantage, and it is a special place to be and to watch football. Getting into the cycle of building a new stadium or dome every 20 years or 25 years, I don't think is the win. Carrington, you grew up in Kansas City, and so did I, and people from St. Louis were puffing their chests in the mid-1990s because they had a brand new incredible dome, the Edward Jones Dome, the former TWA Dome, home of the Rams. It has no football team now, and if you walked into it now, you'd be kind of saying, huh, wow, that wasn't nearly as interesting as, even at that point, the 25-year older Arrowhead Stadium. So I am not one who says that a brand new dome and throwing up some shopping and retail next to it that does not stand the test of time is the best option. You have the opportunity, if you stick with Arrowhead, you can do lots of things in terms of redevelopment in the area, particularly because it's going to be based around activities at the stadium itself. Lambeau Field is your best example. You can always build new in Missouri if you really wanted to. But I will be biased as a Chiefs fan, and this probably is a little bit of heart, but I think it's head too, because you save yourself a few billion dollars in the transaction of saying, if you've got the best home field advantage, if you've got a stadium that people are making Hallmark movies off of, if you've got the FIFA World Cup actually at your stadium, so this global body for soccer says your stadium is actually exceptional, meets all of our standards, is one of the best places in America to watch soccer, you're saying you're just going to tear it down for the fad of the day? Kansas City's been smart because we weren't hopping on the fads of the day. Our stadiums never have, and that's why I still think the Chiefs are going to stick with Arrowhead Stadium long term.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quint Lucas, here for a couple more minutes, just getting his thoughts on the letter from Mark Donovan. I don't know if you're a betting man or such. I am from time to time. Which team do you think jumps first? Because I'm not guessing that these two teams are making a joint announcement. One team makes an announcement before the other when they are not tied together the way that they have been basically since the creation of the Truman Sports Complex. Which team do you think jumps first?
You know, I think the reality of how things go is that the Royals have, I think, a more aggressive timetable for, and this is just Quentin talking. This isn't what anybody's talked to me about or anything like that. If the Royals, the Chiefs can stay at the Truman Sports Complex for a while because they've already kind of shown that, all right, yeah, this is something that we can take the time to figure out and what have you. I think the Royals want a downtown stadium. I think that's something that's, or pardon me, a different stadium. I think that's something that has been important to ownership. That's something they've shared broadly with the public. And the lease runs out in 2031, and you need time to do construction. And so I continue to believe that I think baseball is the decision that's made first. I think that there is a lot of merit to that if they're looking for a new facility. Right now, all of our jurisdictions, at least the ones that are building here in Kansas City, Missouri, and over in Johnson County, Kansas, we have a lot of other projects going on. You know, I won't say the money's getting spent fast, but, you know, I think they do want to make sure that they're part of what our plans for both of our areas in terms of roads, infrastructure, and beyond. And so I think that is where you see that move happen first. I think the Chiefs, even from the nature of what they would look to build, is going to be largely similar to what they're doing now. It would either be a stadium that is in a parking lot currently, or a dome that perhaps is in a parking lot. You throw some shopping around it, kind of like the Legends. I do think that one issue that starts to arise, though, is, you know, how much of the same thing do you build in one area? And that starts to become the Legends conversation, which is that you already have, and by the way, for those who wonder, your biggest tax generator over in Wyandotte County by the soccer stadium and the Speedway is actually Nebraska Furniture Mart. It isn't, you know, your runoff, your one-off restaurant. It isn't your one-off, you know, this stand or that stand. It is the big furniture store that most people in the region go to and Patrick Mahomes cuts ads for. You know, how many of those can you have and can you build in one space, right? And how many of how much money can you get from that yoke, basically, over time, I think becomes a real question in the financing, and it is why such a deal over there isn't nearly as easy as people are saying. Let me make this one point clear, if I haven't been clear to people listening. Neither state, well, how about this? Kansas is not just writing a check for $2 billion that says, hey, here you go, right? There are bonds that need to be sold on what appears to be a privately owned stadium. You'd have to go through property tax breaks and hearings in either Wyandotte County or Johnson County. You'd go through a lot of political steps. And in the way it works in Missouri, because it's a government-owned stadium, you do those steps first. There's better tax treatment for the teams. There is a surer set of monetary contributions that come. And frankly, I think you're a little more sure whether it's a downtown stadium, whether it's Arrowhead staying, or whether it's the Chiefs looking to build something new over here. So that's where I would start. But, you know, it's an interesting chat. I just share the view that, yeah, we should be done, and we'll all continue to be Chiefs fans figuring out wherever it's going to be.
I have two final questions, and I'll get you out of here. The first question is, there is a petition to recall a certain politician. It has received enough signatures. This person has been in the middle of these negotiations. What does this mean for the negotiations if this person's job is recalled?
You know, I'm not getting into that one. All I'm going to say is this. Kansas City, Missouri has stepped up when it needed to. This conversation did not start with negotiations with the city of Kansas City. The teams are tenants of Jackson County. It went through quite a process over in Jackson County. We hope that in Kansas City, Missouri, we were able to build a more efficient process, frankly, that could work for the benefit of both teams. Certainly the Royals, who are looking to move, we think we would be an exceptional landlord, property owner for them, and team to work with, as many others have in the past, including, right, everyone who's working with CPKC Stadium now in the current. But, you know, I think that's for what we're trying to do there. And for the Chiefs, we've made clear that the types of financial terms and opportunities we can create for the Royals are the types of things we can create for the Chiefs. And we think there's a compelling offer to stay here. That being said, you know, I hope Jackson County can figure out whatever the next steps are for it.
Last thing here, I imagine that you have this friend, or you certainly did growing up, like your friend tells you that they're on the way, they live 10 minutes away, but it takes them 45 minutes ultimately to get there, and you just accept that's who they are. That's how this sorts to feel, like it's starting to feel. I'm guessing you're going to tell me that you think we're close, but we're not really close to actually getting any resolution, whether it's with the Chiefs or the Royals.
You know, look, I have to think we're getting close, and I had that friend growing up. Hell, sometimes I was that friend. Because at a certain point, decisions have to be made, right? And we're going to make sure that we have all the information possible. Carrington, I have lived the range of emotions on this issue, ranging from, you know what, we've done what we're going to do, and we're just going to see what happens, to let's be more aggressive, to everything in between. I think that, you know, the reason that there is a border state battle, and by the way, the border war is back, and it's obvious on incentives, and this is clearly the sign, but, you know, the reason that both sides are on this, I think this would be such a transformative moment for downtown Kansas City, following 25 years of downtown Kansas City improving, the new arena that still is newish to a lot of us from here, the improvements, the number of people living there, that, yeah, that's why we don't stop in the conversation. And I think, in terms of the Chiefs, I think it's a difference between this exceptional home field advantage and something unique and special and being a little like everybody else. I don't think anybody wants to. So that's why I think we stay in it. But I absolutely recognize it's a chat that needs to end. And you're right. I'm not sure we're quite at the light at the end of the tunnel part yet.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on the show today to get his reaction to the letter that we saw from Mark Donovan towards the people of Kansas City about the development progress regarding their stadium decision. Mayor Lucas, really appreciate your time. We look forward to talking to you as this story continues to progress. Really appreciate your time.
All right, take care, sir. We'll see you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.